I'm not sure about you, but I feel pretty full this morning. Amen. We are so grateful, so grateful. It's wonderful to see so many of you here in church this morning. If you are visiting our church, we know we have our friends from St. John's. If you're visiting our church, would you stand up? We might acknowledge all visitors here today. So if you're visiting our church, stand up. Amen. Welcome. Welcome to St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. We're so happy to have you here today. The doors are open every Sunday at 10 o'clock for you to worship with us, whether it's by live stream or in person. We're glad to have you all here today. Is anybody celebrating their January birthday this week? Would you stand? Any birthdays? Miss Karen, okay. Birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Wasn't this a great celebration today? Amen. 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 I can't imagine any church having as much fun in the Lord that we had today. But it came together with so many people using their gifts, their time, their talent. To our ushers, doing a great job. Thank you so much, all of our ushers. To our altar servers, thank you, young men. To our reader. Miss Jackie. To our outstanding deacon, Deacon Burton, thank you so much. And who has a gospel choir of immense men you like this? God's men, thank you so much, gentlemen, thank you. Thank you. To our musicians and the best choir director in the whole Archdiocese, Miss Tanya. You know, Father Ed made a lot of great decisions in his 14 years as pastor. But I am so glad you got Miss Tanya here to be our minister of music. So thank you so much, Father Ed. And again, we're just so grateful for the people from St. John's, Chrysostom, and Wallingford. And Father Ed, thank you so much for an outstanding job today. I listened and I thought to myself, what a blessing to follow and to continue the great energy and the great work that Father Ed did here for 14 years. And so I'm highly honored to continue the work that's been done here at St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church. And talk about continuing the work. We are very blessed in our church to have a young priest here who's learning how to be a pastor, who is growing, who is developing new programming, and is continuing every day to bring his gifts, his talents, his blessings to our church. The Archdiocese could have chosen any parish, but Father McConan's here at St. Martin de Porres because it is the best parish in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. I'm just saying. So I'm gonna ask Father McConan to say a few words about some new programs he's doing. So. My younger brother.
Amen.
Come up, Father.
Good morning, church family.
Good morning.
I truly feel blessed, you know, to hear so many inspiring words from Father Ed and Father Thorne. You know, Father Thorne talked about action and how that's part of what we need to do. We heard that Father Ed talked about Dr. Martin Luther King, talks about a dream, the dream that he had for justice, for unity. You know, we've all heard the saying, united we stand, divided we fall.
Come on.
But who is it that gives us the strength, the power to stand. Only Christ, right? When we look at the plants and we see the plants, they stand and they look up to the sun. It's the sun that radiates and gives them the ability to stand. The water that nourishes them, the sun that nourishes them. So when we come here at the holy sacrifice of the Mass, it is Christ himself who unites us as one. Because there is no justice and there is no mercy without Christ.
Come on.
So every Tuesday on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. through Zoom, we're going to talk about the Most Holy Eucharist. I want everyone to log in through Zoom or to call so that we can nourish us in that unity in Christ, so that we stand in Christ, with Christ, through Christ. And so we need to bring our catechism. So I would like everyone to bring their catechism Tuesday on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. We're going to open up the catechism to nourish our soul, to be able to unite as one in Christ. Because throughout the world, in every single country, the word Catholic means universal. Our brothers and sisters in Christ, all of us stand to profess the one faith, that we believe that our Lord is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Most Holy Eucharist. It is the whole Eucharist that nourishes us to stand throughout time, throughout generations. There's no evil, racism, hatred that can ever overcome the light, the Son of God.
Thank you.